8:56, and this is actually a video recorded by Reverend Dr. John Ferguson. So thank you, Muriel.
And John Ferguson, Presbyter Club for Presbytery of Perth. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses.
Amazing. It's lovely to see the videos on, you know, just the people that have been a part of so many people's lives. It's amazing, and I'm happy that people are able to be outside of the community but be in Craig Owl as well. So let us now come before the Lord in prayer. Almighty God, as we come now to hear your word preached, we ask that you speak to us through this verse about your perfect faithfulness, and that you track record that has never failed. Lord, we confess that we often struggle to trust your promises when circumstances seem impossible and when we cannot see how you will work. Help us to remember that you have never broken a promise and that you never will. Holy Spirit, anoint your word now and build our confidence in your current promises through the evidence of your past faithfulness. In the loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I once read a story, and remember, I'm reading as Chris because this is his sermon. I once read a story in one of Marion's many leadership books about a businessman who has built his entire reputation on one simple principle. He always kept his word. If he said he would deliver something by Tuesday, it was there by Tuesday. If he committed to a meeting, he always showed up on time. Over 30 years in business, this man had a great track record, and because of that great track record, people trusted him. Trusting is actually one of the top traits in leadership, and trying to do what you say you're going to do and doing it. So when this man made a new promise, nobody ever questioned it. Nobody worried about whether or not he would follow through. They knew that if he said something, that it would happen. But then something interesting happened. A young entrepreneur came to him with a massive business proposal that seemed almost impossible. The young man was excited, but also very nervous. "I know you've never let anyone down before," he said. "But this is so much bigger than anything you've ever promised. Are you sure that you can deliver it?" The businessman smiled and said, "Son, my track record isn't just about the small promises. It's about every single promise that I've ever made. And that's exactly why you can trust me with this big one." The story got me thinking about today's verse from 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, where King Solomon saw something absolutely amazing about God's track record with his promises. As we continue our summer preaching series on single verses on the faithfulness of God, this is now in week 3 of that series. But before we look at that verse, let's look at the context. This is one of the most important moments in Israel's history. King Solomon has just finished building the temple, the house of God that his father David had dreamt of, but wasn't allowed to build. The temple is complete. The Ark of the Covenant has been placed in the most holy place, and God's glory has filled the building so powerfully that the priests couldn't even continue their service. This is a powerful moment. Then Solomon stands. This is where I can't read my husband's writing, but we'll just go. And all the people of Israel and others offer their amazing prayer of dedication. He prays for God's blessing on the temple, on the people, and on future generations. And right at the end of this prayer, he makes this declaration. It says in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, that John read for us on our video this morning, "Praise be to the Lord who has given rest to the people, to his people Israel has just promised. Not one word has failed, all of the good promises he gave through his servant Moses." Just think about what Solomon is saying here. He's looking back over hundreds of years of God's dealing with his people, and he's making an amazing claim. Not one word has failed of all the good promises. So every word of every single promise that God made through Moses has come true exactly as he said it would. And this morning, I want us to look at a few important things from the verse that can really help trust God's promises today. The first one is this: God's track record is perfect. Let me repeat that one more time. God's track record is perfect. Solomon says, not one word has failed all of the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. Now remember, Solomon wasn't just talking about a few promises made recently. He was talking about promises that went back to Moses, right? Promises that he had made over 400 years earlier. Promises about the promised land, promises about becoming a great nation, promises about God's presence with his people. And as Solomon is standing there looking around at the awesome temple, looking out at the nation of Israel in all its glory, and he's saying, every single promise has come true. Not one has ever failed. This is brilliant. Think about how many human promises are broken every single day. Think about how many commitments people make, but sadly don't keep. Think about how many times we ourselves have failed to do something that we said we're going to do. But God's track record is different. It's perfect. It is absolutely perfect. When God promised Abraham that he would become the father of many nations, it happened. When God promised Moses that he would bring the people out of Egypt, it happened. When God promised that he would give them the promised land, it happened. When God promised David that his kingdom would be established, it happened. Not one promise was broken. And the next thing is this: God's faithfulness covers both immediate and also long-term promises. When Solomon talks about all the good promises that he gave through his servant Moses, he's talking about promises that happened quickly and also promises that took hundreds of years to happen. Some of God's promises to Moses happened straight away, and then when God promised to provide water from the rock, it happened straight away. When God promised to give them manna in the wilderness, it happened the next morning. But other promises took much longer. The promise of the land took 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. The promise of rest from their enemies took centuries to fully come. And that's what's beautiful about God's faithfulness, is that it doesn't matter whether the promise is meant to come today or if the promise is meant to come in 400 years. And this is such good news for us today. Some of God's promises are meant to be happening quickly, like promises to forgive when we confess our sins, or his promise to be with us when we call to him. Those happen straight away. But other promises take much longer, like his promise to work all things together for good, or his promise to complete the good work has begun in us, or his promise to return and make all things new. Those might take a lifetime or even more to fully realize. But God's faithfulness is just both, and his track record is perfect for both. And the next thing is this: we can trust future promises based on past results. I'm going to read that one again. We can trust further promises based on past results. And this is really the main point of what Solomon is trying to do here. He's not just happy about what God has done in the past. He's building confidence for the future. Solomon knows that there will be challenges ahead. He knows that we are going to have difficulties. He knows that we will need to trust God in new and different situations. And he's saying, when those times come, remember this: God has never, ever failed to keep his promises. Not once, and that's why you can trust him with whatever comes next. And this is such a powerful lesson for us. When we're facing uncertainty about the future, which all of us are, and when we're wondering if God will come through for us, we can look back at his track record. Has God ever failed to keep a promise? No. He has never proved to be unreliable or unfaithful. No. We are, so many times, we are unreliable and unfaithful to what we know we should be doing. But God is not. His track record is perfect. And that perfect track record gives us the confidence to trust him with whatever we're going through today. Now, all of this good and encouraging, but people still have questions about how can we really be certain that God's promise keeping nature the way it is for us today? And the answer is found in the gospel. You see, the ultimate proof of God's promise keeping nature is that he sent his son Jesus to fulfill the great promise of all, the promise of salvation. From the very beginning, in the Garden of Eden, God promised that he would send a deliverer who would crush the power of sin and death. The promise was repeated through the Old Testament. God promised Abraham that through his offspring, all nations would be blessed. God promised David that his throne would be established forever. God promised through his prophets that a Messiah would come to save his people. And every single one of those promises was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, he fulfilled God's promise to deal with sin. When Jesus rose from the dead, he fulfilled God's promise to conquer death. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he fulfilled God's promise to prepare a place for us. And because God has kept his greatest promise, the promise of salvation through Jesus, we can absolutely be certain that he will continue to keep all his other promises too. So how do we apply all of what we've heard today into our daily lives? I have again put this into three takeaway slides. A few people have now said over the past couple of Sundays that they like things written down like this. So the first takeaway is this: when we are struggling to trust God's promises, remember his track record. Look back at how he has been faithful in our own lives. Think about the prayers that he has answered and the ways that he has provided, the times that he has been with us in difficulties, the times where we're in the pain and we felt so alone and gave us someone or a few people to comfort us through our grief. And I know I'm speaking to the hearts of everybody in this room because we've all felt it. His faithfulness to us in the past is evident that he will be faithful to us in the future. And the second takeaway is this: when we are facing a situation that seems impossible, right? Remember that God specializes and keeping promises that seem impossible. Just think, Abraham was promised a son when he was 100 years old. I mean, really, 100 years old. Moses was promised that a nation of slaves would become mighty people. Think about that. David was promised that a shepherd boy would become a king. And they all came true. So nothing is too difficult for God. And the final takeaway is this. When we're tempted to doubt God's current promises, remember that his faithfulness doesn't depend on our circumstances. And I have to say, I love when my husband Chris preaches about things being dependent on our circumstances. Because remember, Jesus lives in here. The things that happen, we have no control over. These are external things. But I want you to remember that his faithfulness doesn't depend on circumstances. Solomon made a statement about God's perfect track record at a time where everything was going crazy for Israel. But God's faithfulness is just perfect when things are tough. So this morning, I want to encourage us all to take God at his word. When Solomon declared, "Not one word has failed," he wasn't speaking from ignorance or wishful thinking. He was speaking again from 100 years of evidence. He had looked at God's track record and he saw it was absolutely perfect. But I wonder, are we willing to trust God's promises? Based on his proven faithfulness, are we willing to believe that the same God who kept every promise to Israel would keep every promise to us? This isn't about kidding on that waiting for God's promises is easy. Sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes we wonder if God has forgotten about us. Put your hand up if you've ever had that feeling. And I'm sure every hand will go up in here because we're human, and that's feelings that we experience. Sometimes we actually feel like giving up. And if you experience that feeling, just know you're not alone. But in those times, we can remember Solomon's declaration. Not one word has failed. God's track record is perfect. His faithfulness has never changed. His promises have never been forgotten or broken. And think about the promises that God has made to us as his children. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. He has promised to work all things together for good for those who love him. He has promised to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. He has promised to complete the good work he has begun in us. He has promised to give us eternal life. He has promised to prepare a place for us in heaven. These aren't just nice thoughts. These are the promises from God whose track record is perfect. The same God who kept every promise to Moses will keep every promise to us. So whatever you are facing today, whatever promise of God we are holding on to, remember this: God's track record is perfect. And I know before I even said that sentence, you knew that that was coming. Not one word has failed, and not one promise has been broken. The same God who gave us rest to his people, just as he promised, is the same God who fulfilled every good promise he ever gave through Moses. the same God who sent Jesus to keep the ultimate promise of salvation. The same God is faithful to us today. His promises are not dependent on our circumstances. They're not conditional on our performance. They are guaranteed by his character and proven by his track record. Now, that seems to have been the same theme running so far through the sermon series so far and through the past 3 weeks. So let us today declare with confidence, praise be to the Lord who kept his promises. Not one word has failed us. All of the good promises he has given us through his servant Moses, and for us also through his son Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Faithful God, we thank you for your word to us this morning. We thank you that your track record is perfect, that not one word has failed of all the good promises you have made. Lord Jesus, help us to trust your promises based on your proven faithfulness. When we are tempted to doubt, remind us you have kept every promise throughout history, and especially the ultimate promise of salvation through your death and resurrection. Holy Spirit, would you build our confidence in God's current promises through the evidence of his past faithfulness? Help us to remember that the same God who was faithful to Israel is faithful to us today here at Craigell. Gracious God, we confess that we can struggle to trust your promises. When circumstances seem impossible or feel like they're no longer expected, forgive us for doubting your faithfulness and for trying to figure out how you will work instead of just trusting that you will. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness doesn't depend on our circumstances or our understanding. Thank you that your track record is perfect and your promises are guaranteed. Lord, help us to live in the confidence of your presence, of your faithfulness, and to be the witness of others of your promising nature. And may our lives show your peace and assurance that comes from knowing that you will never fail. And loving God, we just pray for our minister, Chris, here today, Lord, that he feels better and that he is cured of any sickness that he's facing. We give you thanks for his commitment and dedication to serve in this church. And Lord, we also give thanks to the congregation for being so beautiful, for being so understanding and compassionate, and Lord, for being a team to glorify your name, Jesus. We pray. Amen.